Hello, my sir. No, I already put the provisions and the food away. You don't need to get up. Of course, I got the standard things that we need. Wait, sir. Did you bathe again while I was gone? It's my duty to draw your bath for you. Why do you keep bathing while I'm gone? Of course you didn't assign me that duty. You never assign me any duties. But what's a proper servant supposed to do without any orders? I have to take initiative. I am a proud bunny girl. My species is strong and hardworking. Of course I'm going to serve you to the best of my abilities after you risked your life to rescue me. Okay. Fine. Sir, I know it's your choice when to bathe, but I feel a little lacking when I don't get to do any of my duties properly. How did the shopping trip go? It went pretty well. I got a few things, and I may have gone a trade or two for my sir. Well, there were a couple of men that were trying to be really helpful, but the ladies at the market shooed them away. Because of the outfit. I just got this today, so I don't think so. This outfit? Well, you know how you insist on paying me even though you provide food and shelter and pretty much everything I need? Yes, and you insist I not use my pay on you, which still irks me a little, but I obey. I didn't know what to spend the money on, so I asked the market ladies. And, well, they told me I should get some spring made uniforms. Yes, that's why my shoulders and arms are bare. And they really insist I need a skirt this short to keep my legs cool. They were very insistent. The ribbons. They said these pink ribbons tied around my white ears were essential. I don't know, they're a little confining, but the ladies insisted they were cute. You think so? Well, they also said that you'd find this outfit pleasing, so I decided to wear it home to find out. You like it? Really? I look charming. Oh. Sir, don't overflatter your servant. Other advice? Oh, the market ladies have given me quite a bit of advice. A lot about servant protocol. For instance, they caught me picking up something off the ground. I was bending at the knee. They said that in public that is acceptable, but not for a servant. A truly elegant servant keeps her legs as straight as possible and bends sharply at her waist. You noticed? I was a little nervous to implement their advice sometimes. But I did see your approving look when I tried it. It made me feel so good. Of course it made me feel good. I really enjoy pleasing you. At first I just wanted to pay you back for rescuing me. Make myself useful. Though you're so kind. Seeing you happy really started feeling good, and it became a motivation all on its own. And that's why I started asking the ladies for advice. I should be careful about taking it? Why? They just want to make sure we have a good relationship as master and servant. They even gave me a really special bit of advice today that I immediately thought about trying. They said I should get you a cheesecake. No, I didn't use my money. I promise. And then I should sit on your lap and feed it to you. Well, they said there's no master that wouldn't love being fed cheesecake by a cheesecake. I don't know what that means exactly, but... Here, see? Isn't it a pretty cheesecake? I bet it tastes really good, too. And may I, Miss Sir? Okay. Let me sit here. I'm not too heavy, am I? Why are you scoffing? Here, let's try this. Open up. Let me get a bite for you. Don't hesitate. Come on. Please. Yay. Is it good? Really? I should try it? This is for you, sir. I mean... No, I've never had it before. But I... Yes, sir. This is good. It's so rich. Cheesecake is very good. No, sir. I couldn't. It's for you. You want to take turns? Okay, well, it's your turn. Yes, it's my turn now. A surprise for me. Well, yeah, there are often quite a few pushy men trying to help me with things at the market. Of course, the ladies try to help sometimes, but it can be kind of tiring trying to navigate the whole market. And that's why the ladies made the suggestion I mentioned before. Huh? What's in this box? For me... Sir, I... Okay. You got a collar. Wow, sir. It's so adorable. My favorite. White with pink ribbons. You were so against it before. Yes, I guess I was disappointed. It's just the thought of something like this to show it belonged to you. I know you don't like the idea of owning a person, but for bunny girls, the need to belong is very strong. No, sir. This collar will make me feel like I belong. I already know I belong right here, by your side. I belong with you. I've been so happy since you rescued me. Every day has been so full. No, this collar is just to show everyone else where I belong. I want everyone to know I belong with you. I want them to know I belong to you. And that, I mean, sir, will you put this on for me? It'll mean a lot. Of course, I want to call you master. It's tradition, and it's... I can? Only when we're alone. Okay, master. Master is so kind for letting me call him master. Thank you, master. Oh. What's this? Hey, look. It's got a scarlet cord for a leash. Came with the collar? Oh no, sir. Please put it on. Please. Sorry, Master. I got a little carried away. You just made me so happy. Think of you that way. Of course I think of you that way. You rescued me, provide for me, you're so handsome. I'm not as innocent as you think I am. I've thought about you that way since you rescued me. I'll show you if you need proof, Master. Yes. Sir, I want to. I've fantasized about being on my knees like this in front of you. Being your perfect bunny girl maid that fills all your needs. May I suck it, sir? May I take it out? Please, sir. I've been wanting to service you this way for so long. Yes, of course, I'm sure. Wow. Oh, it's so big. Sir. I've glimpsed it before when helping you bathe, but never close up like this. It's a little intimidating for such a small bunny, but I promise to be a good girl and take it all. Master's cock, finally. I'm a little lightheaded. pretty. Say it again, sir. Please. I want to be your pretty little bunny girl and service as cock for you whenever you need it. Sir, use this to control me. Make sure I satisfy you properly like an obedient good maid. Sir, I'm fine. I love it when you shove it deep in my throat like that. Will you do it some more, please? Does my throat feel good? If you want, you could tighten my collar. It'd make my throat tighter for you. Please do, sir. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, master, your cock is so good. And when you pet me while pulling me down on it, I feel like such a perfect servant for you. Sir, are you ready to come? Can you reward your bunny girl with your cum? Yes, sir. Knowing I please you makes me feel so good. Please. please. Use me. Use my throat until you come. You came so much. Was I a good maid? I was your good little bunny. I got it all up. Your head pats feel so good. Master, the look in your eyes is so... Yes, sir. I'll bend over the table for you. Flip my skirt up. You can take me however you want, Master. You can push my panties to the side, too. Oh, I'm so full, so suddenly. No, sir. It's so good. Your bunny can take it. Use me however you want. Oh, Master. Oh, wow, it's intense. No, no, it feels so good. Stretching me so much. Oh, yes, sir. My body is yours. Pull me back as hard as you want. Make me take it. Your hands. Oh, your hands. Oh, I'm so warm all over my body as you take me. Is my bunny girl pussy good enough for you? Do I make Master feel good? Oh, you're so rough. No. body is yours to use to breed at your whim. Do whatever you want with me. Yes, sir. Harder, please. Sir. Pulling my leg away. Opens me so much more for you. I'm so glad I got this uniform. They said my legs would please you. More, please, more. A dream come true for me. You spoil me with this petting. No, sir. Pet me more, please. You're everything I need, master. Please let me draw your bath properly next time. I promise to always be of service. I'll do anything for you.